Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call 222-2222.
Johnny Landoff is a proud supporter of the free Dotum movement and wants to get you involved in Dotum's freedom. Just ask for Johnny the Third or Chip when calling or visiting and mention free Dotum to receive $500 toward the purchase of a new or used vehicle. Speaking of, Johnny Landoff needs used cars and prefers to buy them from customers. They're looking for all makes and models and will surprise you with what they're offering. Don't forget to mention free Dotum when you call Johnny Landoff.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug on 590 The Fan
and
InsideSTL.com.
People on the fan page are saying Lizzie Hale is like Liza Minnelli in the 1950s. Is that
kind of?
Yeah, I can see that.
So, yeah,
I found Liza Minnelli attractive too. She for some reason, she kept marrying gay guys.
Yeah, she did. A couple of them.
I wonder what that's about. You think she likes to wear the strap?
Great entertainer.
She's going to be on the podcast, isn't she?
I'm working on it.
Iggy booked Jeremy Macklin to come in here. Woodlawn in Manchester, but I have a meeting I have to go to today right after the show, and so I can't do the interview. I hate that. I can't wait to talk it over with him.
Working on tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's going to get back to me. He's got a dentist appointment, but he's going to get back to me when it's over and give me a time.
So he's coaching Kirkwood this year, like assistant coach or something?
Yeah.
Assistant coach. I think it's a voluntary position.
Mm-hmm. Working with the wide receivers.
Yeah, good for him. Yeah, he doesn't need
anybody. How old he is now? Like 31, maybe? 32?
Yeah, I think I saw he played 9 years.
Well, he was in Columbia at like the age of 19 in 2007, would be my guess. So if I'm able to do that math.
Okay. Or we could just look him up, I guess.
Has some good years.
Oh, man. Ridiculous. 31 years old.
So hopefully tomorrow we'll find out.
Okay. Well, that'll be good. He's a good interview. He's
did an interview with Gabe yesterday, and we actually have a clip. This is going to be next week's podcast, getting you hashtag ready for Missouri, opening up the 2019 campaign. Colonel and I, journalism school compadres. He graduated. I may someday. Here is his opinion on whether or not that postseason ban is going to be lifted.
What is going to happen with the appeal? But here's the thing. I really don't know what you're going to say, so I can't wait to hear your answer.
I mean, the easy answer is I don't have any idea. I mean, why? The NCAA, you have no idea what they're going to do day to day. Like, they put in a rule that agents have to have a bachelor's degree, and then everybody gets all mad, and 5 days later, that rule's gone. Like, how could you possibly predict what the NCAA is going to do? I have no clue. Anybody that tells you they have a clue is lying to you. My guess would be maybe a couple of these things will get reduced, whether it's recruiting restrictions or the bowl ban or who knows. I could see something getting reduced, but it's not just all going to be overturned either. And honestly, if none of it's overturned, I've got a hard time having any outrage over it, because Missouri basically said, yes, we agree these things happened, and yes, we agree they're level one violations. But because we agreed, do you think maybe you could let us off easy? I mean, it's like walking into this, it's walking into the police station and saying, yeah, I mean, I killed the person, and I know the penalty for murder, but I'm telling you I did it, so can we work something out? And then the NCAA said, no, we're not going to work anything out. We're just going to nail you to the wall.
The colonel. Colonel doesn't sound like he knows.
No, how would you know? The crazy thing to me is that this takes months. It shouldn't take months. You have a hearing, you hear what they have to say, and whatever the board is that gets put together, whoever's judging it, it should be an hour. Take an hour.
I submitted my theory to the colonel on this podcast, which will debut on Sunday. Subscribe to the Tim McKernan Show on wherever you may podcast. Subscribe to this program, for the love of the Lord, the morning after. And I think we have new artwork that's going to make it pop up back in the iTunes store. Gangster Pete was working on that. That's why it had disappeared, by the way. But anyway, maybe people know, and they've just kind of had a little gentleman's agreement that, all right, we won't announce that they have a postseason ban until, you know, the end of September, early October, when they've played four home games. He said, now nobody at Missouri knows. Okay.
So people still hold out hope, and maybe more show up for games that are meaningful?
Yeah.
I guess.
And the South Carolina game is a big game. That's on September 23rd.
Yeah. I think most people go to those games just as a social event. I don't think it matters to the bulk of the people there whether they're going to be a bowl team or not. I mean, it's nice. You don't like it, the fact that they're not playing for anything. But for the overwhelming majority of people there, they're there just for the atmosphere and the
pageantry.
Pageantry, yeah. I mean, unless they're going to a big bowl game, I could care less what bowl game they go to.
Well, I like to con myself into thinking this is the year of the 0.01% chance that they get to the college football playoff. That's what I always like. And once that isn't possible, my interest lessens, which is completely unfair. Well, I don't know if it's unfair. That's what I think. That's how I feel.
Well, a lot of people think they got a good team. They're ranked 26th in the AP preseason poll. They just missed out by a few votes of getting into the top 25. Five other SEC teams are ranked. Alabama and Georgia are 2 and 3.
LSU is 6, 8.
LSU's in
running
there.
Mates.
Texas A&M.
Auburn's 12. Gus Malzahn.
Yeah.
I wonder what Stingray's doing to get some perspective. He's gone dark since he's litigating against Barstool.
Yeah, well, he was our good friend there for a while.
Well, he texted me to let me know he was going to go dark. Like back in February, though. Maybe we can just have Cousin Eddie? Was that his name?
Oh, yeah. Cousin
Eddie.
Can you
imagine him being a landlord? Your landlord?
That'd be Who's Stingray or Cousin Eddie?
Well, I guess. I think they're a combo. I think Cousin Eddie's like his repair guy.
He's wise to get involved in real estate and not in radio. How could you say that that's a crazy thing to do? What we do is a crazy
thing.
Right there.
The time is coming for you.
Like, all right, but I need my sink fixed.
No. See?
This is the guy that was in the tiger head.
Yep. It's a wonderful performance. It led Missouri to a great, great win. Mm-hmm. Last second loss.
I'm bearing this damn Gamecock.
See, I missed that.
Guys, Jeremy Macklin's the same age as my brother, the Shrewsbury seat sniffer. Fun fact, Sniffer hit a home run off Macklin in an epic St. Michael-St. Peter tilt. Macklin never recovered, and that home run propelled my brother to win the Vianney sophomore class presidency. Mm. My brother is also handsome.
Okay, we don't need any of that information. None of it. This is a CYC game he's talking about?
Jeremy Macklin went to St. Peter, Kirkwood?
I don't think so. No.
He didn't know that.
I don't think he did. Uh-uh. I think perhaps he just made that whole thing up.
It's a serious charge.
Yeah. I don't even think he made Vianney sophomore class president. Did you ever run for anything in high school?
I did.
Did you?
I was shipped.
What did you run for?
I ran for class president.
Oh,
and you know
did?
What my you know what my platform was? And I don't know if like David Axelrod was running the campaign if he would say, "Oh, that's a good platform," but I really felt strongly about it. This is 100% true. You can look it up. Do you have the St. Louis U High Prep News archives?
I don't.
Guess this would have been 93. I observed, and I don't know what it's like now, but how many freshman classes I saw go through there while I was there, I guess it would be four, that we would start with maybe 15 or so African-American students, and then by the time the graduating classes would arrive, there'd be like three or four left. And I said, there's clearly a problem here, and it's something that, you know, we need to tend to. And I still believe that 25 years later. However, if you're trying to win votes, it's not necessary if you're going to appeal to just, you know, X amount of the voting, the electorate, you're probably not going to win. So that's why I say David Axelrod or a campaign manager probably wouldn't advise it. Although I believe in it. I believed it then. I believe it now.
Yeah. Should have peppered in no homework and longer lunch breaks.
Yeah, that's how you win. That's kind of the Bernie Sanders route. We promise things we probably can't deliver.
School should be free.
But but I went with a heartfelt message from a South Cityan who had seen bigotry and didn't really like it. And so that's where I came from. And it didn't. I don't know if it necessarily resonate with the electorate. All I know is I didn't win.
And you think that's why the black kids weren't staying at the school?
No, I don't know. I just remember seeing that and thought it was really unfortunate. You know, still do if it's going on. I have no idea. It's been 25 years. But that was just an observation. That was my whole thing. Yeah. Wrote a long thing about it. That's why I was asking if you had the Prep News archive. So you
No, of course I don't.
We got it up on PowerPoint right now.
Tim, I can confirm that the seat sniffer is attractive. Thanks. That's from the River to Perry yacht captain.
I don't care what he looks like. I really don't. I mean, I really couldn't care less.
Boy, there are a lot of pictures of Cousin Eddie coming in. How do these guys have this? He's posing on a treadmill.
People miss Cousin Eddie.
It looks like he's sitting like... Like, what is it? This kind of is like a Victorian home with a treadmill in the living room and like a picture of a horse, kind of like the one that Paulie Walnut's got at Tony Soprano hanging over his fireplace. That's what Cousin Eddie has going with his horse, except he has a treadmill in his living room. Well, Stingray's guy.
I'm sure Cousin Eddie's well healed.
All right, give me that hand.
Yep.
Okay.
My brother told the story of hitting the home run off Macklin in his speech. He also is very handsome, which is probably what put him over the top amongst the Griffins. Thanks, Dogtown Astrovan.
So this is another guy who said that they witnessed the home run?
Yeah.
With Jeremy Macklin on the mound?
Yeah.
I don't buy any of it for a second. Not for 1 second.
Guys, I'm in the White Castle drive-thru right now, and I feel horrible by myself.
See, that should. I believe.
There it is. There's the Design Air Heating and Cooling
hour,
text of the
at
day.
At 9:30?
God, that's like dipping into a bottle of... Jack.
Do they have any breakfast items, or is it all
the same
burgers?
I don't know if they do. I'll get White Castle when I'm sober about once a month, too.
Oh, jeez.
I know.
You got to clean out your car.
Isn't that the truth? And I'll enter it into my Fitness Pal, and it's just like, oh, my God. Each one of those double cheeseburgers, what do you think on the caloric shoot
well,
on that?
Well, they're tiny. They can't
yeah, but they
too
still,
bad.
They pack a punch, Jack. They pack a punch, Jack.
They can't be too bad. They're like, what, 2 inches square? And you're getting a double cheese. You're throwing the cheese on there, too. So each one is probably...
300.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about right.
Yeah, but the juice is worth the
squeeze. So you're going to get six of them.
Eat
like
five of them and then don't eat the rest of the day.
Let's see. 15 grams protein, 17 grams fat, 20 grams carbohydrates, 300 calories.
I can't do the White Castle.
You can't?
Just too soggy to me. I like the concept of the size of the burgers and
when you're
hungry,
though.
I mean, it's there that they got crinkle cuts, but the delivery isn't to what I would like, I guess.
When you're hungry, though, you drive into White Castle, it'll make your jaws.
I'll tell you what,
water.
Taco Bell has been an absolute game changer. They have, we see Steak and Shake plummeting, and it's the exact opposite with Taco Bell.
Taco Bell surging.
I don't know who
Taco
the marketing
Bell in a
guy,
decade, I bet.
It's unbelievable. I would never eat it in Canton. Well, for one, we had a really bad Taco Bell. But I go there now, and it is amazing.
What do you get?
Yeah, what do you get, Paul?
I like the burrito with the potatoes in it. I like the nacho Dorito taco. I like the cinnamon twist. I mean, they're really good.
Do you ever get them fries at Taco Bell now that they have fries?
I've had them. I mean, they're okay. I've had, obviously, better fries, but it is a nice addition to the menu.
They used to have Dorito-flavored taco shells.
No, that's what I'm saying. The Dorito, that's...
Oh, they still do?
They do. The nacho Dorito shell, that's amazing. It's amazing. So they have really upped their game, and I'm proud of them.
I go to that one downtown every now and then when I'm just desperate, drive through.
It's a good location.
You know, I make sure the windows are rolled up and I've got some room to maneuver the car. Should I be carjacked while I sit in line there?
That's what you want during a drive through.
Yeah, the people behind the window are like double bulletproof glass and everything. I thought, what am I doing?
That's why I love going to the Conoco gas station right there on the corner of Russell and Gravel. And I'm like, why aren't there chains and a bar? Yeah. Like,
better have your head on a swivel.
That was a fun gas station. Better. Oh, yeah. But Taco Bell is amazing. Love it now.
Doug, college football starts up this weekend. Florida and Miami, the featured game, although there are more games. I think Arizona plays like at 9 o'clock or something. Florida, Miami, 6 o'clock this Saturday. A lot of people will be looking to wager. We will be doing a Pick 6 podcast, and the people are buzzing about the weatherman who went 65% against the spread last year, and he's already sending me picks, and I've deep teased it before, but he really likes the over on Missouri of 8.5 wins. He really likes that. So for Missouri fans, for the weatherman's endorsing, that's a good thing. And by the way, he's not a Missouri guy, so he has no Tiger board ties. Mike Francesa was talking about wagering yesterday on his program, and he says there's a new thing called live betting. I want to hear this. What is?
Are we at some point going to get to a point where we sit in the seat of the game and you can do everything right from your seat? I mean, will we see that day?
I think so. I mean, with mobile, you kind of can do that already at the Meadowlands, for example, while you're watching the Jets and Giants. And
you now can wager every break. Every commercial break, they will put an odds up now that is good for that commercial break, you know, until the next break. Until the game starts again, they will put... All right, so let me give the fans an example, okay? New England jumps... It was a 10-point favorite. They now jump out 21-0 in the first quarter. So now they put up New England minus 24.5 points. Now the other team scores. Now it's New England 17.5 points. And it changes throughout the entire game. And you can wager... And that's your number at the end of the game based on what you took at that point. That goes on now for almost every game, right?
You know what the best part of the clip is? He's talking to the CEO of DraftKings.
Right.
He knows about live betting.
And didn't he ask at the beginning, he asked the question, are we ever going to see this? And he goes into talking about how he saw it.
And I love how the guy goes, well, we already are seeing that now.
I guess that happens. You get to a point, especially in his case, where he's made, I don't know, what do you think, like $30 or $40 million doing this stuff. And he just doesn't. He doesn't stay remotely close to locked in. He loves his horses and his good seats at the Mets and Yanks games and comes on the air and just says crap. That's just, I mean, I feel like we're already doing it. And if I'm still doing this in 20 years, I'll be saying so much crap. I'll become a caricature.
And he couldn't have picked a more confusing example. Out of all the live betting things that you have out there, he picked... like just an obscure example of live betting as well. So he's locked in, Doug. He figured out about fantasy sports.
It wasn't
too.
That long ago that the idea of the sports leagues actually being okay with the betting on their games was just really way out there. Yeah. Thought. I mean, they did.
I don't even know if it was 5 years
do.
Ago. Like when the NBA had an All-Star game in Las Vegas, it's like whoa, and that wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. Now you got a team moving there in the NFL. And everyone seems
already won a Western Conference in the VGK. Mm-hmm. I'll bet there'll be another team there within 10 years. I just don't know what league it'll be.
Yeah, one of the baseball teams may move there.
MLS when they run out of money.
Did he ask to give the CEO his idea of how you could put six guys up and you pick six guys and win hundreds of thousands of dollars?
I think we still have
Well,
that.
Funhouse was all over him yesterday on the Twitter tweets because he used to condemn daily fantasy sports is just being a game of chance, and then he was sitting there with the CEO of DraftKings talking about how it's obviously a game of skill because DraftKings is a huge advertiser now.
Right. I suspect when you've reached his age and you've had a whole lot of success, you don't need a lot of different things in your life. You're not
like, let's say I create a game where you get to pick five players tonight in the major leagues. All right, and if your five players, based on numeric totals, have better offensive numbers for the night than any other five players, you win $50,000, and the fee is $10 to get in.
Okay.
People will buy that. They'll play it like crazy.
They've done it for years.
And they do.
Except not five players. You can go ahead and get a whole team.
Yeah, I'm not quite for sure why he brought in the five players.
Maybe NBA. He was thinking NBA.
Sometimes he just sounds like he has the IQ of a handball.
Yeah.
I still think there's a chance this is performance art. I'm not saying I think it's likely.
And I was underneath doing it with him.
He just hasn't played the games, and so he doesn't know that they're out there. There's a lot of stuff that we don't know about, but we don't go on the air necessarily and talk about them
and
a lot.
Heath Slaycott.
Caitlin Carter's all in on the Miley High Club. Hours after dropping Slide Away, her dewy-eyed ballad, presumably about her breaking up with husband Liam Hemsworth, Miley Cyrus was, quote, basically having sex with Caitlin Carter at Soho House in West Hollywood on Friday, Page Six is told, quote, they were obsessed with each other. They couldn't keep their hands off each other, said a spy. You like that set of spy?
Yeah, and like the way you read it, of course.
They were kissing and making out everywhere, in the bathroom, at the bar, in the middle of the floor. They were basically having sex. There's no question they're together, end quote. A day after the Wrecking Ball singer and her actor husband announced they were splitting, after less than a year of marriage, pictures appeared online showing Cyrus and Carter canoodling on a boat on Lake Como in Italy. I wonder if it was Biff's boat.
It could well have been Biff's boat. You know, he was there.
But until now, it wasn't clear if the pair are an item or whether that was a one-time hookup. Quote, they were making out all over the place and didn't care who saw, said the spy, who was left in no doubt about their itemhood. We reported that Hemsworth was, quote, devastated and blindsided by the Como shots. Reps did not comment. Page6.com.
No. Yeah, the reps stayed out of that one. How many phone calls do you really make to the reps to see if you can get a comment? You probably have no idea how to reach them, so you just say they didn't comment.
Right.
They didn't
I think
call
that's
you.
Exactly
they didn't
what
call
happens.
You and comment.
Oh, that's what they all do. Especially the AP. The AP is huge at that. You know, if somebody gets sentenced to life in prison, a big celebrity. Yes, we've reached out to his cell phone. No answer. He hasn't gotten back to. They just make this. They don't call anybody.
Probably not. Or you make one call and nobody picks it up and you claim that you tried and got no response.
A call to Miley's cell phone was not returned.
Guys, the St. Louis paparazzi caught me and Doug making out in my above-ground pool in Arnold a couple years ago. That's from Sniffin' Holes.
And it was libelous.
That it is libelous.
Sniffin' Holes just got himself suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name is going to the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension logule, and underneath his name, I'm writing Sue for libel. Just kind of a note to self.
Katie Holmes of Toledo, Ohio, Charlie's friend, isn't letting her breakup from Jamie Foxx put a damper on her style. The actress, who's 40, was photographed in Midtown Manhattan on Sunday sporting summer's most divisive trend, the high-heeled flip-flop.
Oh, Lord. And it's divisive. It's separating families, people who are pro and against.
Holmes paired her Gianvito Rossi Calypso sandals, valued at $695.
You got robbed.
With a striped Altuzara Sunday dress, $825, and an oversized jean jacket, a burgundy Chanel vanity case, $5,200, and tortoiseshell sunglasses. On Monday, Page Six exclusively revealed that their six-year relationship between Holmes and Jamie Foxx has come to an end. A spy at La Esquina overheard the actress who was having dinner with the
girl. They just make this stuff up.
Are we under the table?
All made up.
A spy behind the bush.
And we're going to use them as a source.
A spy at La Esquina overheard the actress who was having dinner with girlfriends at the Kenmore Street Ristorante tell a pal, what Jamie does is his business. We haven't been together for months, end quote.
Ooh. Someone at the next table heard that. That's what they do in cheesy movies. That's how you get information.
You see this person like leaned over. Yeah. Did you hear that? Katie's talking. I'm listening.
Yeah, writing it down.
I'm calling page
just
six.
Make it all up. This is why people hate us in the media. It's why they can't stand us. Because our brethren make stuff up. a spy overheard everything. And this is a direct quote. She just happened to be at the next table.
Recaps has actually dug into the St. Louis U High Prep News archives. Wow.
God. He's not doing anything else today, I guess. And where would you find that? That they keep all those online?
I didn't know that they did until I saw him send in a screenshot. He says, this is all I can find on Stucco in the Prep News archives. Your campaign essay must have been omitted. And it says, events surrounding Stucco elections deserve a closer look. Wow, is this Russian interference back in 93?
I doubt it.
Who knew?
Or fake news.
You think the Prep News has fake news?
Yes.
From Friday, May 14th, 1993.
Okay. I don't like the word Stucco either.
Student council.
I know. I don't care for Stucco. Just say student council. It's not that. It doesn't take you that long to say it.
Yeah,
you're
win.
Not that pressed for time.
I wonder how many
Stucco.
Votes I got. I bet I got less than two votes, like me. Maybe somebody.
Well, you have to be your own advocate.
So that means you got one?
I never ran for anything. My whole life, never ran for anything.
I bet you could win mayor.
I don't think so.
I think you could, actually.
No. Of Sunset Hills?
St. Louis?
No. I don't live in St. Louis.
Yeah, but you
and couldn't win it. No.
You can move to St. Gabriel's Parish.
There's not
going to
be a lot of Republicans becoming mayor of St. Louis. I think we can be assured of that.
How many votes you think I get if I ran for mayor of Maryland Heights next time it's up?
Pretty decent amount, actually.
I think I will.
Great.
You will?
Just for the hell of it.
And what if you win?
Well, I'll take my check, but I won't do anything.
Well, there might not even be a check involved. Some of those are voluntary positions.
No, I think they get paid.
Well, you'd have to, like, show up.
Oh, well, yeah, but
Steve
I wouldn't
Stenger.
Do it.
You'd actually have to be there.
I wouldn't do anything. What's the worst I could do? Impeach me and I still get paid.
I think that's the wrong reason to run.
Yeah. My platform isn't working right now. I'll have to change that before Election Day.
People will record this and play it back.
What's your platform?
Your opponent will say, this is what he said.
What's your platform? I'm just going to take a check and not work? He's our guy.
Real man's
yeah,
man.
He probably just ruined any real hope of election.
Yeah, they're going to use that sound against you.
Yeah, sure.
That and a lot of pictures.
Hey, the podcast probably won't even be up.
I'm sure there's a lot of work involved.
Sorry,
too.
Pete.
There'd be a lot of work involved in a city the size of Maryland Heights. I don't think you'd want to tackle that kind of job.
Yeah, I give it my best shot.
Well, you'd have to really know what you're doing in a lot of different areas.
Yeah, you just listen to the people, what they want, and, you know, go to some organizations. Hey, why don't you build your new Starbucks here?
Hey, That's it?
Why don't you build your new building here? Yeah.
That's how it works.
Get some business in there, and they're happy. Then you just F off for another year and a half.
That's how it works.
I think that's you're oversimplifying the job.
No. Well, there's so many things I can at these debates. Hey, buddy. You ever interviewed Nita Blackwood?
Huh? That's your debate.
And you have that audio now for us.
Oh, I did put that in there, yeah.
Perfect segue. You see how he segued that beautifully in there, Doug? This is Nina Blackwood of MTV VJ fame and Iggy talking it over.
God, it doesn't seem like it's been 30 years, but back in those days, we had household names like J.J. Jackson and Mark Goodson and Martha Quinn.
Could have been.
This lady who I've been in love with for 30 years, and it's good to talk to her again. It's been about a year and a half. We were talking about the lovely Nina Blackwood. Nina, how are you?
Hi, Iggy. How are you? I can't even believe it's 30 years. Nobody can believe it's 30 years. I mean, that time has flown by so fast. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Hi, Iggy.
No, that was
you're telling me she doesn't smoke. That's a natural, raspy voice.
I think so.
Wow.
She may have spent years in the Navy. Some of that sea air might do that to your voice.
Gargled with old razor blades. And Martha Quinn was cute. She still is. I think she's part of that XM station that Nina Blackwood works for.
Yeah, her and Mark Goodman.
What did I say, Goodson?
Yeah.
Mark Goodson was a producer of game shows.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
But they really stumbled onto something big there for a while. People loved MTV, and then they got completely away from what they did a little prematurely.
There was a St. Louis guy, too.
Who was?
On MTV. He was from St. Louis. I can't remember which one it was.
Huh.
Are you thinking right now?
I am thinking, but I can't think of his name.
Potter Varley?
Wasn't Potter Varley, was it?
Bud Light's the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. And the Post is the sponsor of the Plowhawks Laugh. Think about that.
It's there.
Dave Holmes. Dave Holmes. He went to Priory.
Did he?
That's not who I was thinking of, but...
So there was another one, too.
I thought there was another one.
Huh.
Yeah, whatever.
Did you watch a lot of MTV?
Oh, I loved MTV.
I did, too.
Yeah, I think everybody did.
Yeah, you look forward to, they have a break. Coming up tonight, 8 o'clock, the new Fleetwood Mac video, Gypsy, being released right here. I mean, you look forward to that.
Yeah.
New videos come out. And usually good videos.
Does anyone do that now? Does VH1 do that?
No.
Nobody does.
Artists will do videos, but they're on YouTube.
Yeah, they just put them on Vimeo or Venmo or whatever it's called.
I know. Everything's on,
they don't put them on
everything's
Venmo.
On the internet. I just wondered if it's also on television somewhere.
No, they don't do them anymore. They used to do that thing on VH1, pop-up videos.
Pop.
They played a video, but then they'd pop up like
pop-up video.
I like that.
Yeah.
Little
fun fact.
Tidbits, but, yeah.
Well, this is unbelievable. We're getting to the Hot Shots email today here on the STLTaxLawyer.com Captain's Log. And I haven't mentioned Michelob Ultra because we have not talked about the Fan Page Club Championship.
We don't need to. We gloss over it.
But I do need to do the read. It's the summer of golf with Michelob Ultra. It's a light beer that doesn't weigh you down while you're golfing. Michelob Ultra, thanks to Walters Golf Management, Michelob Ultra will be giving you a chance to get out on some of the nicest courses in town to try your game and the best light beer for the course. Throughout the month of August, 590 The Fan and Michelob Ultra will be giving away twosomes to some of the best courses in St. Louis, including Far Oaks, Stonewolf, Gateway National, and many others. Stay tuned to 590 The Fan KFNS for your chance to win. And remember, when you're out on the course, make sure Michelob Ultra is your beer of choice. Michelob Ultra, live fit, live fun, live ultra. And today, our prize for the Hot Shots email today includes golf, and it's golf for two at Woods Fort Golf Course. Is there anything to report on the Fan Page Club Championship, Iggy?
Shouldn't be, no.
No, I did. Talking to Chrissy, we're going to get out on the course, just do some putting. Got to work on her putting game before the 31st when her match with man who bowls at Hanks. He did make a comment, yeah, because somebody on the fan page, I think, had brought up the Cletus was standing behind him, or I was standing behind Cletus when he putted, and
and whether or not that was a violation.
Well, if I walk away, it's not, and I don't believe I stand right behind him when he's putting. I'll say like that line, and I walk away. I don't believe I ever stood right behind Cletus when he's putting. I did post a picture of Spicy Wiener standing behind you while you were putting.
Oh, I got thrown under the bus.
Yeah, nobody was talking about that. But Matt who bowls at Hank said, yeah, I noticed that Cletus did that a couple of times with Iggy, and I didn't know whether I should call him out or not. And I said, so you would have if he would have realigned me? Well, I mean, you know, it's the rule. I wasn't sure of the rule. Okay.
You're not happy with this, I can tell.
No, because Cletus doesn't stand directly behind me while I'm putting.
Who cares?
If you're talking about the driving range,
who cares,
I mean, yeah.
If you stand behind them.
Yeah,
what
there's four guys standing behind you when you're on the tee.
Got to be out of line of sight, Doug.
Why? Who would care?
I don't care. I mean, it's a fun little thing. And if they're going to start, but I think if you stand behind you, I'd have called it out. But
this is another example of what goes on at a Shishawali golf tournament.
No, nobody cares. I mean, it's a fun little thing. I mean, my God.
So me and Guy are not going to be playing with Chrissy and Matt. That's official. So I should just need to get together with Guy and set that up?
Yeah, they don't want to play with anybody.
Wow. I'd love to play on a Friday afternoon where people can come out and have some booze.
So would
watch.
I. They just want to play amongst themselves.
So if I were to somehow advance past Guy, they would want this to be a private match?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to...
I don't know if that's negotiable.
It'd be like the Three Stooges episode with the Four Horsemen. We'll play it in front of nobody. I mean, can't have anybody watch. You're going to... Tough luck. You're in the finals, and people are going to watch. So.
Yeah, and you have the Tiger factor.
Yeah. So.
Or just flash mob their match. I mean, well, somebody will figure out what day it is. I mean, Jay, you know, he has access to the tee sheets.
He does.
Well, I already know it's the 31st.
Their ass.
Saturday, I think 12:30, 1 o'clock.
What kind of flash mob are you going to put together?
We come out of the bushes, and Chrissy instantly starts puking.
That'd be swole to be out there. Here's Chrissy on two. Here's Chrissy on three. God.
Guys, there are no rules in this tournament. I'll get a lawn chair and sit behind Tim on the green if I want. Thanks, Carlos Spicewiener. It's my caddy.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I don't call rules on people. You know, if somebody... There was a guy I played last year that would mark the ball. He would put the coin in front of the ball. And then when he went back to put the ball down, he put the ball in front of the coin. And I said, you probably don't realize you're doing this wrong, but you have to put the coin behind the ball and then put the ball right back there in front of the coin. You don't put it in front and then back. I mean, you're
pick up a couple balls
there. They didn't know any better, so I'm not going to call anything on them. But I mean, technically, there was a hole that I wouldn't even come, I didn't even think about it until Spice Matt's talking about. Well, I was probably going to call you off if you did that. There was one hole he needed a putt to win the hole.
Yeah, that was number 8. Let's take a look at the video real quickly.
I don't remember what hole. I don't care. But you're going to say something. Here's an example.
Any of this.
He needed a putt to win the hole, and it was like a foot short. And before I could say anything, he just whacked his ball away. I could have said, I didn't give that to you.
That's right.
But I'm not going to do that. Sure, I would have given it to you, just like the Matt Kuchar-Sergio thing. We're not playing by all these little rules. Ah, I didn't say it was good. That's a stroke. You lose the hole. Hell no. I'm not going to do that.
No, you shouldn't do that.
I don't care what Chrissy or Matt who bowls at Hanks wants. I'm 100% going if Tim makes the finals. That's the white-collar gangster.
Of course you are.
We're not keeping people away.
What else have you got to do?
Matt or Chrissy are going to have to suck up and play in front of people and then they make the finals. There's no way around it.
Boy, a tournament this big.
Mick Ultra's sending probably 10 or 12 reps out there.
You think Mick Ultra's going to send reps?
12, yeah, everybody they got.
They'll be doing a new commercial for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Mick Ultra. Home of the Fan Page Championship.
They have other bigger sponsorships than that.
I don't know about that.
Any sponsorship would be bigger than that. Anything they do.
I just got to start working. I'm going to need the round of my life to beat Guy. The round of my life.
I don't know. You tell me if you agree the same. I mean, Cletus lost 3-1. Guy shot even. Cletus didn't play that well. And took him to 17. I mean, Cletus hit some terrible shots, missed some putts, and he still took him to 17. You played better than Cletus.
Sure you do.
The thing with Guy is he's going to have to give you a couple of holes. If he doesn't give you any holes, it's hard to par every hole and win. If you're playing him, you're going to need a couple of 3 putts, some bad tee shots. He's going to have to give you some holes.
Now, there are people who will cheer against me just in general because that's kind of the way it is. But if I were playing Chrissy, I would think that Chrissy would be the overwhelming fan favorite. I mean, it'd be a hell of a story. It'd be like Billie Jean King against, who did she play, Richard Roper?
Bobby Riggs?
Richard Roper? No, Bobby Riggs.
Soap?
I don't know who Richard Roper is.
That was Billy Crystal. He went smooching with the boys.
Yeah.
I would think that'd be the case.
Yeah. She'll be so nervous. Playing against you in front of people, title on the line.
4 or 5 people wandering.
I mean, even I can't calm her down. I'd have to say, hey, it's just another match. Let's have some fun.
Just to find parking.
I don't know. She's driving the ball so well, though. I'm just going to work on her putting for about a week or so.
Drive for show, putt for dough is what they say.
Yeah, it would be good.
I would hate to do it, but I almost feel like I'd be obligated to get into her head. I would hate to do that.
Nothing wrong with that. It's part of the game.
I mean, there is $300 or $350 on the line, depending on what's in the envelope at the moment.
Well, Matt and Cletus tried to get in our head. Or Matt and Callahan tried to get in our head because they know we couldn't see. So they'd hit a shot and be giving each other high fives. Great shot, buddy! So I guess I got to go for it. We get up there to, like, in the bunker. Yeah, it's part of the game.
Guys, can Pete make a fan pin golf t-shirt with Chrissy puking and that gay groper peeing in the bushes?
No,
thanks.
No.
That's a good idea, actually. It's time for the Hot Shots email of the day. I got a name for the local football team to cover everything. The St. Louis, we lost the NFL twice. South of Delmar Whites, drinking fancy beer, sporting a scarf and man bun, living in Tower Grove until my kids become school age, liberal until it's tax time. Think we need to cheer like we were in Europe. Tried to live in Chicago, but needed to be closer to mommy. Rode a scooter to the game, FC. I'm super high and I'm fine. Steve in Dogtown.
Steve in Dogtown.
Plowhawk like that one. Plowhawk like that one.
Yeah.
Morn. Oh, did you hear that the Shrub Eatery has recently opened their doors in Jefferson County? The Fenton Patch recently dined at this establishment and they gave it glowing reviews. Their blue plate specials will make that taint perspire. I hear tell it's meatloaf week. Oh, you love that loaf dish, boy. You love when that meatloaf has been soaking in a frothy asparagus broth for 2 days' time.
All right.
How about we whisk that loaf to the bathroom where the resident butt boy can use those booger hooks to pry a few crusty butt shrubs from his gooch?
That's enough!
No, it's not.
That's Tunnels 12,000.
Tunnels 12,000.
He got a nice win yesterday.
Has been suspended for his comments. He's been suspended for his comments a period of 2 days' time. Thank you, Hot Shots, for your fabulous leather-bound suspension log.
Oh, my God, it's Carlos Spicy Wiener's music.
Oh, no.
I did my best not to cave in and type up an email, but when you give Atkins and Strode the keys to the Maserati like you did today, I can't help myself. Cards are in first, and the MLS officially comes hard to St. Louis. So naturally, we get off with Darren giving a fantasy baseball update on how the parking lot attendant commissioner ain't so bad since he fixed a computer error likely caused by one too many bong rips. Nice change of pace since the fan pin club championship's on hiatus until September so they can get the media towers and hospitality tents set up at Normandy. But spot-on assessment of that whole MLS press conference thing being totally similar to the powder blue jersey Black Friday debacle. Never mind one involves a merchandise ploy while the other involves a brand new professional sports franchise. And then Ken happened. Say, what's that, Timmy? You all don't like the thought of the new soccer team having FC United or Metro involved? With the name like every area youth select soccer program that fleeces families out of $1,000 a year so little Johnny Soccer can play on the under 8D team? Because maybe the MLS team should use a Berlin song for its intro. They had a great hit with the song from Top Gun where the poorly aged Kelly McGillis got down with Maverick. Oh, and now we're talking about Gorbachev's birthmark? Because FYI, I can't smack it to Lena Paul anymore for the same reason. It's a real shame you all needed to hear. Wait, Gorbachev isn't running Russia anymore and some guy named Putin's in charge, which I totally should have known as an adult person? Cool fact, but you should know Katy Perry was spilling out of a bikini at Aquaport recently. Oh, and Lissy Hale is quite the hot lesbian. Now, cue up some 90s chick with a guitar so I can make this studio somehow more uncomfortable with my singing for my colleagues than the listening audience. Who, by the way, can all go F themselves with their $5 Dover sole. That's from Los Weed.
Carlos Spicy Wiener.
Word. All my buddies were jelly when I came into the dance with my man Candy of a stepdad. Dude had an angle or humperdink look going. All of a sudden, I was one of the cools, or so I thought. Imagine my horror when I realized they didn't want to hang with me. They just wanted to get some of what my stepdad had hanging. Heartbroken, yes. Life destroyed, no. I made something of myself and joined the military, where I get to tell guys what to do. And man, do I have some pretty kinky ideas locked and loaded in the chamber. Sincerely, that's from Major Dick. Then his last name is Holder. I wonder if he's related to the former Attorney General.
I don't know. The Major. He's new.
Ah, yes. It's hot. Sticky sweet. From our hands to our feet. Ah, yes, the dog days. I tell you what, how's about you grab a paper towel and reach down behind that gooch? Doug, that's the second email. And get me a little of that gold bond slurry you have going down there.
No.
I'm baking tonight and need that boy yeast.
Ah, that's enough.
Ass biscuits on the menu. Casimir Pulaski, commander of the horse.
Casimir Pulaski has been suspended. He's been suspended 2 days' time. That's the period of the suspension. And the name went into the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension logule.
That's what we got for the Hot Shots email today. What you got?
I like Steven Dogtown, but I think Carlos Spicy Wiener would win him a little bit better.
Yeah, Carlos Spicy Wiener just comes out of retirement. He makes these appearances, and he ships it. Carlos Spicy Wiener has won the Hot Shots email of the day. Hey, up next, it's a real radio program. It's Frank and Martin with the Hollywood Casino Press Box. For the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for Gangster Pete, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Sullivan, Vaughn, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Johnny Landoff Chevrolet Studios.
This episode is brought to you by Zelle. Whenever you're sending money through an app or online, it's important to do it safely. Here are a few helpful tips. First, always make sure you know and trust the person you are sending money to. Second, confirm you have entered their contact details correctly. And finally, if you don't trust the person or your recipient is rushing you to send money right away, think twice before sending money through an app or online.